Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, a little bit of an emergency episode. Sudden news comes down that longtime Yankee broadcaster John Sterling will be officially retiring. Maybe it's something we should be a surprise of, but it's kind of came a little bit of a sudden here. So it is announced that he has officially retired effective immediately. So it's not going to be sort of any farewell kind of thing like that. He's officially retired, but they are going to have a ceremony for him this coming Saturday, the 20th. So that'll be the home game against the Tampa Bay Rays. And that's also the Aaron Judge bobblehead doll day. So it's a John Sterling retirement / Aaron Judge bobblehead sort of mixed a little party there. So I'm going to give my little instant reaction to have that. I'm obviously, I'm a Yankee fan my whole life, so all I've known really is Sterling on the radio and his Yankee calls and all the home run calls and everything like that. So, a huge chunk of it, I would say, instead of Americana, Yankeekana, now gone, unfortunately. But again, you really should be surprised because he has been winding down his workload in recent years. He is 85 years old, and, at some point, everything comes to an end like that. So get into the episode and make sure you subscribe to this podcast. So if you want to get instant reactions like this and other cool stuff, make sure you're an audio podcast subscriber and hop over to the YouTube channel. Look up Section 420 Talking Yankees and get the visual version of the show, cover all the bases. So kind of some, little news was scrolling around that initially John Sterling was going to make some sort of statement and was like, well, what is he making a statement for? Can't be anything positive. You figure he's going to deal with either this is going to be his final season or he's just going to retire right now. Then later in the day, on Monday, it was finally officially announced. He put out a statement. The Yankees put out a statement. WFAN, which carries the Yankee game broadcast, also put out statements. But basically the statement is that, yes, he is officially retired, effective immediately. And, of course, they'll have a little, a little ceremony for him this coming Saturday. Then that's the game, again, April 20th, Saturday, against the Tampa Bay Rays at home. And, of course, he will make a little stop in the booth there to say a little goodbyes there as well. Now, in the meantime, again, if you're a listener of the ball games over the radio there, whether you're at home or in the car or elsewhere, Justin Schachtel is going to get a lot of the workload, as well as Iman Babari. Now, the Iman I've had on this Section 420 Talking Yankees show a couple times, so if you want to go over to the YouTube channel, get some original Iman content there, you'll actually see it from back in like 2019. I believe that's when he was still a senior at Fordham University, so you want to see like the single A or maybe the double A version of Iman Babari. You want to go check that out. And then about a year after that as well, I had him again on the show, so again, in front of the show. So, glad to see him getting this opportunity. And so him and I guess Justin Schachtel are going to share the workload, still working with Susan. So that's kind of the near-term thing. But of course, the focus on the episode should be John Sterling. Again, just, been with the Yankees since 1989 here, so kind of officially go over his numbers here like we would an athlete. But again, he's the broadcaster there. So officially 5,420. So got that 420 in there. So 5,420 regular season games, 211 postseason games. And he held a bit of an Ironman streak himself. Since joining the Yankee broadcast team in 1989, he had a consecutive streak there of 5,060 games, and that's from between September of 1989 through July of 2019. And I think once he started, he finally took that first game off in 2019, which was kind of a big deal at the time. I'm not sure if he had to go maybe to his daughter or his one of his children. He kind of had children late in life, one of their college graduations or something like that had caused him to miss a game at a time. And just for him to miss a game after 20, 30 years, it was like, ooh, wow. But then after that, we've seen it over the past couple of years, his workload definitely getting shortened. Obviously during COVID 2020, him and Susan were like broadcasting the game from like home or whatever, definitely not together. But again, we've seen this, him not traveling as much, pretty much only doing home games. So again, the workload is getting less and less and less. Well, you figure at some point he was probably going to, call it quits, just from, obviously, he's in his 80s already. Now, he did an interview with The Athletic not too long ago, and he did kind of say that he's kind of really coming close to the end, and he mainly cited the travel. He said doing the games is fine, but he hates doing the travel, and I guess, it's just a lot for the air travel and getting on and off planes and weird hours of the night and not getting much sleep and all that. So I guess after a while, it kind of takes a toll on you. Now, if you go to some other areas, say the New York Post, for example, it was citing health concerns without actually pointing to anything specifically. So again, unless there's something else we don't know about, maybe got some sort of, diagnosis out of nowhere, that he's trying to keep secret and he's kind of battling something. Is that a small possibility? Always possibly, but I just think it's had a lot to just do with the workload. And maybe he just looks at the rest of the season, it's like, oh my goodness, we're only in April, and can I go another 5-6 months doing this? Do I really want to do this? So maybe he just came to the sudden realization, and maybe some home issues as well domestically that kind of lines things up. We said, let's just call it quits there. So I guess he kind of stepped forward and just kind of like a band-aid just yanked it off. I thought maybe he was initially, when I heard some of this, you know, early in the day, that maybe, you know, he was going to kind of announce that this will be my final season. I'll have a reduced workload and kind of maybe just kind of go out that way and sort of get his sort of like, you know, sort of with Jeter and Mariano, you know, they kind of did the tour of all, you know, kind of getting all the accolades as they're leaving there, getting prizes and gifts and all the hoopla and stuff like that, because maybe Sterling didn't want to go through that. And plus, again, he probably didn't want to do the road games anyway, so really didn't make sense for him to do that. So I guess he just, you know, again, yanked the band off and said he's going to retire effective immediately. So I guess technically his last broadcasted game was the final game against the Blue Jays at home. I guess that was the April 7th game, the game the Yankees won. They were, Stanton hit that, you know, grand slam. So at least he gave, you know, Sterling a blast out the window there. So kind of sad news there. Again, he's been part of the Yankees. You know, we know all the Yankee calls. One of the more recent YouTube episodes kind of mentioned a little disappointed with his Soto call there. So I don't know, again, maybe he was losing a step a little bit there. Just, you know, it wasn't really the greatest there with that Soto call. So maybe it was time for him to just realize, you know, it's time to hang it up there. But nevertheless, obviously all the iconic Yankee calls, all the Yankee games, you know, the Yankees win after each game. We know all the stuff, all the Sterling stuff. That's baseball, Susan. I mean, he's pretty much, you know, copied and imitated across all of baseball, you know, in a nice way. Now, you've heard some people kind of complain about him a little bit in recent years, this sort of like misjudging balls, like a ball that he would think is a home run ends up just getting caught at the warning track, or him going through long periods without giving the score what's going on in the game, which is kind of a broadcaster's trick, so you don't turn the channel, so you keep tuning in to, you know, to finally hear what the score is. So might be a little bit that, but the people just kind of think he's just kind of like lost in the game a little bit there. But again, according to Sterling in that Athletic interview, he said he's fine doing the games, that's no problem, he just doesn't like to travel. So it seems it's more just like, you know, just age and just tired of traveling. Again, he's 85 years old. I mean, you know, give the guy a break there. So 36 years after being the voice of the Yankees there, Sterling calls it quits. Kind of sad to see. Again, I'm happy for Iman Babari, again, a former guest of the show, getting an opportunity here. And maybe, you know, he's young, he's 24 years old. So, hey, maybe he'll be the guy for the next 60 years. He could be the next, like, Mel Allen there. So, and he's probably talented enough to do that. So we'll see how it all unfolds. So a little sad news there. That's the episode. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to get instant reactions like this and other cool stuff. And, of course, go to the YouTube channel there as well. Cover all the bases. We'll catch you next time.